Texas high schools take academic showdowns seriously. Two schools are in a head-to-head battle over who won last month's Texas State Academic Decathlon. The decathlon involves challenges in art, economics, essay, interview, language and literature, mathematics, science, social science, speech, and something called the Super Quiz. Lubbock High School was handed the top honors, but runner-up Dobie High School from the town of Pasadena felt wronged. One Dobie student didn't follow instructions when he turned in his paper, and his results were thrown out, costing Dobie the competition. The school felt this was unfair, but decathlon officials stuck by their decision. So Dobie took them to court. But Lubbock took the case to another court and got that judge to stand by the original outcome. Now this scholastic competition may land in the laps of judges in the state's highest court. The National Academic Decathlon starts in Phoenix Wednesday. Right now, both teams are preparing to go. Joe Scotland coaches the Academic Decathlon at Lubbock High School. He says he has no sympathy for the Dobie team, even though the student whose results weren't counted simply made the mistake of putting his paper inside a test book rather than on top as instructed.
Part of taking a test is following directions, and the directions weren't followed in my class all the time. There are sometimes students that don't follow directions, and if they don't follow directions, there's a consequence that arises from that. But even if that weren't the case, and that's just my opinion, it was the opinion of Texas Academic Decathlon not to count that score. But even on top of that, is that if you include their problem, we're still on top.
So how do folks feel about this in Lubbock?
At first, it was sort of a novelty that this would happen. But now it's seen by a lot of people here in Lubbock that other people in another part of the state is trying to take away something that rightfully belongs to us.
And you're packing your bags and ready to head for Phoenix.
Bags are packed. We're planning to get on that early morning flight Wednesday morning.
Thanks very much.
Well, thank you.
Joe Scotland of Lubbock High School. Well, to speak for the Dobie side, we've got Kirk Lewis on the line. He's a deputy superintendent for the Pasadena, Texas Independent School District. Welcome, Mr. Lewis.
Thank you.
Mr. Scotland said that no matter how you cut it, the students from Lubbock won that first test. Why should the students from Dobie be allowed to represent the state of Texas in Phoenix?
Well, we discovered shortly after the test that there was a Dobie student whose score was missing and was not counted in the totals. After pursuing that with the Texas Academic Decathlon Association, we asked for them to do an official audit of that so we could just ascertain whether that would make a difference or not, because we felt like it could indeed put Dobie over the top. And basically what happened in a nutshell is that the Academic Decathlon Association ordered the audit initially, scored our student's test, determined that it would offer enough points to put him over the top, and then cut short the audit before it was complete and declared Lubbock the winner anyway, and then destroyed the evidence, all the scorecards, even after we had asked them to hold on to that pending our appeal.
Now, the Lubbock folks say that there was also a mistake in that original test that denied them of several points, and no matter how you tally it, if you add that back in, that they would have won the contest in any case.
Well, and that's pretty much the point of contention with the Academic Decathlon Association. We have no way of knowing that. They destroyed the records before the audit.
The folks from Lubbock also say that the student whose test was disqualified didn't follow the instructions, and that's a basic part of any test taking.
There are no rules or regulations in the Academic Decathlon Association that speak to how the test is to be turned in.
I wonder, though, if you don't feel a little bad about the fact that here you are teaching youngsters, teaching them fair play, and you're ending up in court trying to make their case to go to a national contest.
It's a horrible situation. It's horrible for those students in Lubbock. They don't deserve this, but it's also horrible for our kids in Pasadena. They don't deserve it either. The fact is that there are adults at the state association level who made inappropriate decisions and destroyed evidence that could have resolved this problem 2 days after it happened instead of having to go through this process that we're going through. It's our responsibility to take care of our kids just as Lubbock feels it's their responsibility to take care of theirs.
Thanks very much.
Sure thing.
Kirk Lewis of the Pasadena, Texas Independent School District. Dobie High School in his district is contesting a statewide academic decathlon victory by Lubbock High School. The schools are awaiting word on whether the Texas Supreme Court will take up the case before Wednesday's National Academic Decathlon. The State Academic Decathlon Board admits it destroyed test results, but says it did so as required after certification of those results.